Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, for giving me the floor. Let me join my colleagues in congratulating you and assuring you of Iranian delegation cooperation and support. We understand that due to the very late adoption of a decision on program of work and establishment of subsidiary bodies, this body will not be able to get into a detailed substantive discussion. Nevertheless, we would like to use this opportunity and highlight some brief general remarks. Mr. Coordinator, it is clear that the only effective way to prevent a nuclear war is the total, irreversible, and verifiable elimination of all nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapon states, despite their legal obligations, not only continue possession of nuclear weapons, but also attempt to modernize and expand their nuclear arsenals. Notwithstanding the fact that the nuclear weapon states, particularly the major possessors, have the primary responsibility for nuclear disarmament, they have been violating their obligations through arrangements like nuclear sharing and AUKUS military partnership. Most of the nuclear weapon states not only fail to comply with their disarmament obligations, but also engage in arrangements in contravention with their obligations like NATO's nuclear sharing. This policy has led to new states hosting nuclear weapons and others willing to do so in times of war. My delegation is of the view that nuclear disarmament should not be diminished to the FMCT, and the FMCT should not be seen as a means to maintain the status quo. Any ban on the production of fissile material should be seen in line with the total elimination of all nuclear weapons and include the existing materials. In our view, this subsidiary body can also address other undertakings to prevent a nuclear war, like negative security assurances and nuclear weapons-free zone, including in the Middle East, pending the total and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons. Western countries cannot advocate for prevention of a nuclear war without considering the immediate threat of the Israeli regime and the threat posed by its nuclear weapons. Last week, after that, this regime once again showed its terrorist nature, the world witnessed that to what extent the nuclear weapons in the hand of this terrorist regime could jeopardize international and regional peace and security. The world should compel the regime to eliminate all its nuclear weapons, join the NPT as a non-nuclear party, and subject all its nuclear facilities under the IAEA safeguards. I thank you.